姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
圣诞节就快到了，对吧
？So Christmas is coming soon.
就好像美国人说的，在转角了哈。
It's like the Americans will say, it's just around the corner.
那么教会在这一段期间呢，也很忙。
The church.It's very busy during this period of time.
也有很多的庆祝活动，对不对
？There are many celebrations.
不过，就是我们就想到说，从上个礼拜我们看见神一阵大雪就把我们所有的活动通通都停掉了。
So we can see that God can terminate all our activities by a big snowstorm.
不过我们知道圣诞节是快到了。
We know that Christmas is coming soon.
那么每一家呢都张灯结彩，对不对？
So we all decorate our houses.
左右邻居都一样。
All the neighbors are the same.
那家里面也忙着把圣诞树把它立起来哈。
So we put up the Christmas tree in our houses.
在布置，也忙着在布置。
But we're busy decorating.
另外还有一件事情就是忙着买礼物哈。
And we're also busy buying gifts.
那么这次大雪呢，也把我们去这个 mall 买东西的。事情上面加了一层烦恼。
So the snowstorm brought some trouble for us, so we couldn't go buy gifts in the mall.
我告诉你，你去找停车位真的是很麻烦哈。
It's very difficult to find a parking spot.
大概停车少了一半哈，少了一半。
I think the half of the parking space was left open.
这也是叫我们头疼的事情。
This is also a troublesome thing for us.
那么你进到这个 mall 里面呢？
Once you enter the mall,
那么你就会发现感恩节一过，你就开始听见有关圣诞节的音乐了。
As soon as we pass Thanksgiving, you begin to hear Christmas songs.
不过我自己发现呢，这些音乐呢，慢慢慢慢的，你就不太容易从音乐当中听到耶稣，或者是基督，或者是神的名字了。
But slowly, I realize we no longer can hear.The names of God, names of Christ.
那么差不多呢，已经被所谓的圣诞老人代替了。
So they've been substituted by the Santa Claus.
或者是他的这个那个叫什么 Red Nose Rudolph， 对不对
？Or substituted by the Red Nose Reindeer.
那么现在呢，因为政治。这个我们叫做这个政治上的理念哈。
It's been politically correct.
Yeah. 那么这个 Christmas 呢，现在呢，也已经慢慢慢慢被取代了。
So Christmas is gradually being replaced.
那么这个我们常常讲说圣诞快乐哈 ，Merry Christmas， 这个里面仅有的一个 Christ 的字呢，也慢慢不见了。
We often say Merry Christmas. That's the only word carries the name Christ. It's slowly disappearing.
被所谓的这个假期取代 holiday.
They've been replaced by the word holiday.
那么当然，商品的广告呢，就非得要就着这个所谓的 Happy Holiday 哈。
That's why all the advertisers also accommodate themselves to use Happy Holidays.
在这些商业浪潮的冲击之下
，because of this disturbances by all this business advertisement，
还有就是在我们在年底的时候，在圣诞节附近，教会里面就开始忙碌。
So our at the end toward Christmas, we become very busy in the church as well.
在这个期间，我盼望能够利用今天跟你们一起思想。所谓的就是重新再来看圣诞节是什么意思。
So I hope during this time today we can think again what's the true meaning of Christmas.
特别是对你自己。
Especially for yourself.
我们要一起来想想这个所谓的最初的爱。
Let's think together the first love.
或者我们可以称为最初的爱人。
Or the first lover.
你知道在许许多多的圣诞节流行歌曲哈。
There are many popular Christmas songs
有一首歌叫做 The 12 Days of Christmas.
There is a song, its Chinese name would be 12天, 有关圣诞节的12天。
我想我们当中很多年轻人会不会唱啊？
I don't know if our young people would know how to sing the song.
啊，我看到有人点头啊，对不对？
I'm nodding your head.
也许你会哼啊。
Maybe you can hum it.
那么，我们从这个歌里面呢，我们就看见这个所谓的 true love 哈、啊，这个真的爱哈、啊，每一天带来不同的礼物。
From this song, we know the true love every day brings.New gifts every day.
一直到圣诞节那一天。
Until the day of Christmas.
这里面有什么什么 turtle doves 啊 ？Turtle doves 是什么？鸽子
是
吧？哈，鸽子哈。
小鸽子。
呀，然后还有，我就用英文讲了哈，它可以用中文翻译。那么 French hens 是不是啊？
这个小母鸡。
还有 calling birds。
会唱的鸟。
等等，总共有12样。
There are 12 things.
那我盼望今天我不是要跟你们讲这个 12 days of Christmas.
Today I'm not going to talk to you about 圣诞节的十二天。
我盼望神的话能够提醒他自己的教会。
I hope God's own words can remind His own church.
所以现在请你翻到你的圣经，翻到启示录第二章。
Now turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 2.
那么启示录从第一章第到第三章哈，在这里
from chapter 1 to chapter 3 of the revelation
在那里讲到有一位这位复活的荣耀的基督
here it mentions that there is the glorious resurrected Christ
在将来在永生的里面有一点的时候他要对自己的教会的奖励和警告。
So in the future, during the eternal time, he's going to have a warning or a reward for his churches.
所以现在我们一起看启示录第一章第四节到第七节。
Let's first look at chapter 1 verses 4 to 7.
我们一起来念。
Let's read this together.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会。但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远，阿们。再从十二节念到二十节，我们一起来。二十节，我们一起来。我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如血，眼目如火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他面前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。这是约翰所看见的。
This is what John saw.
这是神启示给他的。
This is what God revealed to him.
不再是 baby Jesus 了。
Not just a baby Jesus.
不再是婴孩了。
It's no longer a baby.
而是一位荣耀的基督。
It's a glorious Christ.
当约翰看了之后，他的唯一的一个反应
，The only reaction that John has after he's seen it，
就是扑倒在地上。
He fell at his feet，
在他的脚前
，Fell at his feet，
好像死了一样。
It's like being dead。
圣经上告诉我们说，因为他惧怕。
The Bible says because he was afraid。
套咱们一句现代话，就是吓死了。
In other words, today's word, it was scared to death.
或许说，我们讲说吓得半死。
Or we say it's about half dead.
不再是耶稣，不再是婴孩。
It's no longer Jesus. It's no longer a baby.
在启示录第二章一到五节。
In the chapter 2 verse 1 to 5.
基督他就告诉以弗所教会的使者
So Christ told the angels of the church in Ephesus，
有人认为是长老，
Something was elder，
有人认为是天使，
Something was angel，
不管怎么样，
It doesn't matter，
就是教会的代表，
It's the representative of the church。
那么圣经上怎么讲这位基督他是谁呢？
So how did the Bible describe this Christ？
他说这一位右手拿着七星，
He has seven stars in his right hand.
在七个金灯台中间行走的。
He walks around the seven lampstands.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣他在教会中是有权柄的。
They tell us our Lord Jesus has power in the church.
他也有主权。
He has his sovereignty.
教会的领袖是他受他管理。
The leaders of churches.Under his control.
教会所有的人都是受他管理。
So all churches, all the people is under his control.
他也在那边管理查验他自己的教会。
He is also there examining and control his churches.
哥罗西书第一章十八节那边告诉我们说他是教会全体之首。
In Colossians it says that he is the leader of all churches.
他是原始。
He is the beginning.
他是从死里首先复生的。
He's the first one resurrect from death.
使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So that he can be the firstborn in all things.
换句话讲，他是教会的头。
So in other words, he's the head of the church.
我以前在这边跟你们分享过。
I have shared with you here.
头是有主权的。
The head has sovereignty.
他是有权柄的。
He has authority.
所以他讲的话教会一定要听的。
So whatever he said the church must listen.
那人呢？
How about the people?
你知道当我们在看这件事情的时候，
You know when we look at this matter，
主耶稣他继续跟这个教会讲，
Our Lord Jesus continued to speak to the churches。
我们想一想哈，想一想，
Let's think.
想一想，主耶稣拍拍他的使者。
So our Lord Jesus pat on the shoulder of his angels.
他讲了一句话，他说：“我知道。”
And he said, "I know."
这个我知道是什么意思？
What does it mean? I know.
你知道这个？当我们我不知道你们感觉哈。我发现当人呢受到比方说人家误会了或者是不了解他的时候，
I don't know how you feel but I know when people feel being misunderstood by others，
那么如果说他听见有一个人告诉他说，他说我知道我了解你，
If he hears someone says I know I understand you，
他心里面会有很大的安慰的。
So he will feel great comfort in him。
主耶稣在这里就告诉以弗所教会的使者，他说：“我知道。”
So Lord here tells the angel of the church in Ephesus, he says, "I know."
这个知道不是像我们一样要去念书、要去看书、要去做其他的事情，然后才会累积知识。
So this know is not like us when we have to read, we have to do things so we can accumulate some knowledge.
才知道真相。
Then we said, "Know the true facts."
这里所讲的知道，不是这个样子的。
Here, the I know is not like that.
不是他要经过学习，他要经过去访问，他要经过去调查之后，他才知道。
It's not he can He knows only after he has studied, he investigated, and he did research.
他早就知道了。
He knew for a long time.
这就是我们所说的真知。
This is the true knowledge.
这也是我们所说的全知。
So this is called all knowledge.
所以他告诉以弗所的教会，他说我知道。
That's why he told the church in Ephesus. He says, I know.
所有的事情他都知道。
I know all things.
你们姐妹想想看，这是一个很大的安慰。
So if you think about it, this is a great comfort.
我们看一下诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's go to Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
我们一起从第一节第二节念到第六节，好不好
？Verses 2-6.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的姿势奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。以弗所的教会
The church.At Ephesus.
神主耶稣告诉他们，他说我知道你们的行为。
Our Lord Jesus told him, I know your deeds.
那么接下去他就开始讲他们的行为。
He continued to speak of their deeds.
在第二节、第三节还有第六节里面，主耶稣就赞赏他们。
So in verses 2nd, 3rd, and 6th verses, our Lord Jesus praised them.
他完全知道以弗所教会的行为。
He know completely the church's deeds.
在这里他就夸奖他们，他就称赞他们。
Here he praised them.
第一件事情他说你们劳碌。
The first he said that you have hard labor.
他们认真的工作。
They work diligently.
他们尽心竭力。
And they did with all their might, all their heart.
不管是身心灵各方面，他们都是完全的摆上。
So they put all their hearts, all their body, all their soul.
就好像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗为教会，他为教会的事情挂心，他是尽心竭力的。
So Paul worries about the church. He does with all his heart.
第二件事情，他告诉他们。
The second thing he told them.
他说你们的忍耐。
He liked their perseverance.
这个忍耐是他们在艰难当中他们能够忍受。
So they can persevere during times of trials.
这个跟宿命论有点不一样。
This is different from just a faith.
宿命论所说的就是逆来顺受啊。
So the faith would mean is your comes when suffering will take it.
就说认命吧。
So it's kind of a just condemned.
这是没有盼望的。
There's no hope.
但是在这里他告诉以弗所的教会，他们的忍耐是有盼望的，他们忍耐是有目的的。
So here he tells the church in Ephesus their patience, their perseverance has hope.
第三他又告诉他们另外一个好处。
The third they told them another their good deeds.
他说你们不能容忍那些作恶的人。
So you would not tolerate the wicked man.
我们从这里看见这个教会，他们对圣洁，对于这个罪，他们有很高的标准。
Here we see they have high standards regarding sin and being holy.
他们对罪有很敏感，他们很敏感。
They are very sensitive to sin.
也许他们在教会中真正的实行所谓的 discipline 哈，就是说惩治。
Maybe they are truly disciplined in the church.
就好像保罗，我们在他的书信里面，我们看见保罗教导把教会中这种人把他赶出去。
Just like in the Paul epistles, he would say, chase those people out of the church.
这是以弗所教会他们能够做的。
This is what the church in Ephesus can do.
而且基督耶稣称赞他们，认为他们做得很好。
And our Lord Jesus Christ praised them for their good work.
然后他又告诉他们，他说你们能够试验出真假使徒来。
He also tells them they can test the true or false apostles.
如果我们还记得保罗当他离开以弗所的时候，他告诉以弗所教会的长老们，
When Paul left, before he left the Ephesus, he told those elders in the church.
他警告他们。
He warned them.
就是说他走了之后，教会会有假先知、假师傅从他们中间出来。
Because he says, after I leave, the false teachers will come in.
好像豺狼一样。
Just like wolves.
混入他们中间。
They're going to be in their midst.
这表示这个教会他们的领袖很强的。
He tells their church leaders are very strong.
然后弟兄姐妹在真理上是有根有基。
And the brothers and sisters have true foundations.
如果用我们现在的讲法的话
words,
就是说他们的主日学和他们的主日讲台都非常的强
they have a very good and strong Sunday school and there's Sunday worship and the podium
而且弟兄姐妹他们的信心稳固
they have hold fast on their faith
持守真理
they hold firm to the truth
还有一个很特别的
there's another thing very special
他们就是听见了假的教导之后，他马上可以分辨出来。
Whenever they heard the false teaching, they can discern it.
而且他也敢指出他的错误来。
And they can point out that the wrong, the mistake.
辨明他们是假的。
They can discern that they are false.
这是他们的好处啊。
That's their good.
然后我们继续看下去。
Then I continue to read.
他说：“你也能忍耐，成为我的名，劳苦，并不乏倦。”
So you can suffer and endure the hardship for my name without going weary.
我们看他们所做的事情，他们的忍耐也是为了主的名的缘故。
So we can see they suffered, they did everything for the Lord's name's sake.
那么有人就讲，也许这个他就是指的，当保罗离开以弗所教会，然后后来到约翰写这个书信的中间四十年之间，他们所受的东西。
Someone says this may be what they have suffered during the 40 years after Paul left before John Paul.
那么教会里面真正就是像保罗在使徒行传第二十章里面警告他们，有很多危机会出现。
So it did happen like Paul warned them in Acts.That there are many crises are happening in the church.
然后到了第六节的时候，他又告诉他们，加上他说你们知道尼格他说你们这个恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为。
And verse 6 he says you hated the practices of the Nicolaitans.
主耶稣告诉他们说，这也是我恨恶的。
So this is also what I hate.
所以他们也能够痛恨那些行恶的人，因为主不喜欢。
They can also hate those wicked men because our Lord doesn't like them.
那么尼格拉一党的人，他们就是在信道德上面败坏。
So those people, the Nicolaitans, they fall short in their faith.
加上教导人吃拜偶像的东西。
They also teach people to eat the food.That was sacrificed to idols.
用这些方法来使人的心软弱。
So they can weaken people's hearts.
但是主耶稣让他们看见，教会都能够为着主的名的缘故，能够忍耐。
But we can see the church can endure in the namesake of our Lord.
而且劳碌。
And they can hard work.
他们不会，我觉得在这里很有意思啊，我发现他们都不会 burn out.
You can see that they never totally just failed.
这是多么好的一个教会啊！
This is a very good church.
这是让人很羡慕的一个教会。
This is that we should be envious of.
这些都是耶稣基督称赞他们的。
This is all the things that Christ praised them for.
现在我们看第四节。
Now let's read verse 4.
第四节他说：“然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。”
Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
那么有的经文呢，有的英文圣经就翻译成说 first love 哈。
Some English translation says first love.
那么我们中文的圣经翻译出来好像是说我们做了一些什么事情。
According to Chinese translation, it's if we have done certain some things.
在这里主耶稣就告诉他们，你们离开了那个最初的爱。
Here the Lord said that they have forsaken or departed from the first love.
或许有的人就说这个起初的爱啊，就是指的对神的爱啦，或者是对主的爱啦，或者是对人所表现出来的爱心呢。
something, the first love is the love toward God, the love toward Christ, or the love for people.
但是如果说我们从第二节跟第三节我们来看的话，
If we look this from verses 2 and 3,
我们看他们的行为，
we see their deeds,
有没有爱心？
Is there love?
教会还是有爱心的，如果从他们的行为来看。
From their deeds, we can see the church does have love.
如果我们从人的角度来看，
If you look from people's perspective,
我们真的是会说，哇，这样子的教会，这么有爱心的教会，仍然有一个问题。
With such a good church, still have a problem.
就是主耶稣告诉他们，他说你们把那起初的爱把它丢掉了。
Because Christ told them they have forsaken the first love.
下面我们就请你翻到约翰一书第三章。
Now please turn your Bible to 1 John chapter 3.
我们来思考一下。
Let us think.
这个起初的爱是什么？
What is the first love?
刚才我们已经念过了哈。
We have read.
他说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
Look, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us.
这个慈爱能够使我们被称为神的儿女。
So this love make us be called the children of God.
那么他也告诉我们说，世人不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
They also told that the world doesn't know us because they do not know Him.
我以前我一直以为这个他是指的神。
I used to think this Him means God.
但是我从第二节第三节去看的时候，
When I to look at this from verse second verse and third verse,
我觉得这个他是指的耶稣基督。
So I think this him is pointing to Jesus Christ.
因为圣经上告诉我们很清楚的说，如果一个人不认识耶稣，他就没有父。
Because the Bible told us clearly, if one does not know Christ, he does not have父。
他就不认识这位父神。
He would not know the God the Father.
所以我相信他在这里是指的耶稣基督。
That's why I believe his point means here is Jesus Christ.
所以当我再去读第一节的时候，我就发现他是指的，他说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，这个慈爱是什么？就是主耶稣基督，他能够使我们得称为神的儿女。
That's why when you read the first verse, you think,What great love the Father has given us. What is the love? The love is Jesus Christ. And they can make us to be children of God.
我们中间有很多年轻的男女哈。
There are many young men and women.
那么也许你们现在还没有谈恋爱。
Maybe you have not fallen in love yet.
但是呢，我们中间也有很多已经结了婚的。
And many of you are also married.
那我不知道，你们想想看，你们结婚的时候是不是因为彼此相爱而结婚呢？
Did you get married because you love each other?
不管怎么样，
Doesn't matter.
我假设你们有。
I'll assume you loved each other.
那么结了婚之后，
After you're married,
还没有小孩子的时候，
Before you have children,
只有两个人，
There are only two people.
哇，你们就会感觉到哇，这真的好啊！我们彼此相爱，对不对？
It's really good. We can love each other.
你能够感觉到那种爱。
When you can appreciate that love.
但是慢慢的，因为工作。
Slowly because of work.
因为有了小孩子。
Then you have children.
还有许许多多其他的事情。
And then many many other things.
慢慢的，让我们会感觉到说，哎，这个爱好像越来越少。
So slowly you realize the love seems to decrease.
难怪有很多的书啊，就说这个夫妻之间的爱就像一个蓄水池一样。
So some of the books describe the love between husband and wife is like a water reservoir.
所以呢，那个水啊，有时候会被用掉的。
Sometimes the water will be used.
我不知道是怎么回事，不过呢，他说会用掉的。
I don't know what happened, but those water will be used.
那么有的时候，有的书讲他说会蒸发掉。
Sometimes the folk say those water will evaporate.
最糟糕的就是那个蓄水池如果有漏水的地方。
Even worse, when the water reservoir has a leak.
所以那个水会越来越少，越来越少。
So the water gets lower and lower, less and less.
那么这些人教导我们怎么做呢？
So what did he teach us to do?
所以他说你就要把水加进去啊。
You have to replenish with the water.
啊，所以他就告诉你，他说你要花时间啊，两个人要花时间在一起。
So the two of you need to spend time together.
我们叫做是 quality time.
所以很有好的时间。
但是在小孩子在各式各样的情形之下，我们怎么把水加进去啊？
So in because of the children and all the other things, how can we replenish the water?
所以我们慢慢慢慢就感觉上说，这个爱越来越少。
That's why we slowly we feel the love is getting less and less.
你知道在这个地方让我们能够看见一件事情。
So here it can let us see something.
以弗所教会有好多让基督称赞的地方。
The church in Ephesus has many things that Christ can praise them for.
但是基督知道他们的心已经不在他的身上了。
But Christ knows their heart is no longer on him.
基督已经不再是他们最爱的了。
Christ is no longer what they love the most.
像不像我们的婚姻啊？
Does that sounds like our marriage.
很多时候我们已经知道我们不在他的心上面了。
Oftentimes we feel we know we are no longer on his heart.
他做了很多的事情。
He has done many things.
以弗所的教会他们做了许多的事情。
The church in Ephesus has done many things.
主耶稣称赞他们。
Our Lord Christ praised them.
但是主耶稣知道，
But Lord knows,
他已经不是在他们的心上面了。
He's no longer in their hearts.
在圣诞节的忙碌当中，
During the busy times of Christmas,
我们需要来重新的再思考。
We need to rethink
我们跟主耶稣的关系。
Our relationship.With the Lord Christ.
不但如此，
Not only this,
圣诞节过了之后，
Even after the Christmas is over,
圣诞节很快就会过了，
The Christmas will pass quickly.
我觉得啊，就是在25号早上礼物一拆过之后就过去了。
I think as soon as you open the gifts on the morning of 25th, it's over.
在教会中我们开始面对每天我们所要做的事情，
In the church, we shall face every day the things we have.
在我们生活当中的行为，
in the, our deeds in our everyday life.
也许我们做了很多事情在人看来是好的，
maybe we have done many things that people look
在人看来是值得称赞的，
they look is worthy of a praise.
我不是说你知道我发现我们人常常有一个毛病啊，
in the way you usually have a problem.
我们常常很容易走极端。
We often go to the extreme.
哦，马牧师说这个不要在教会里面太忙碌，所以好什么都不干了。
So Reverend Ma says, "Don't be too busy in the church. Therefore, I would not do anything in the church."
这不是主耶稣的教导。
This is not the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
我们要在这个忙碌当中。
During the busy time.
但是我们要审查我们的心是在哪里。
Examine our hearts where our hearts are.
是在主耶稣的身上吗？
Are our hearts on our Lord Jesus?
我们仍然心里面保有那个最初的爱吗？
Do we still have the first love?
爱这位耶稣吗？
Love this Christ.
主耶稣他讲，爱他的人才会遵守他的命令。
Jesus says, only those who love him shall obey his commands.
我们常常以为说，我们去遵守神的命令，我们就有主的爱。
We often think if we obey Our Lord's command, we shall have His love.
我们把它倒过来了。
We turn it around.
主耶稣是说，我们有爱他的心，我们才会遵守他的命令。
Lord Jesus says, because we have the love for Him, therefore we obey His command.
在圣诞节的忙碌当中。
During the busy times of Christmas.
今天。
Today.
我向你们挑战。
I challenge you.
让你们真的是思想一下。
Let you think.
你们还记不记得我上个月在这里我做了一件什么事情？
Do you remember last month I What did I do here?
很简单嘛，就是讲道，对不对？
Very simple, I preach.
讲什么道？
What did I preach?
完了之后，我鼓励你们一件什么事情，或者是说向你们挑战。
What did I challenge you that time?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
你们中间只有一个人告诉我，他说我要做这个事情。
Among you, there's only one person said he would do that.
我就告诉你们，我们要致死我们身体的恶行一件，只要一件恶行。
I told you that we need to put one our sins to death.
在这新的一年里面。
During this new year.
弟兄姐妹，你不要以为说，你说哇，要这么长的时间啊。
You say, oh, I got a long time.
我告诉你。我们中间，我们心里面有，我们身体上有很多的恶行啊！我告诉你，不止一年呢、啊，你可能要好几年的时间，你还搞不掉的。
Let me tell you, we have so many evil things in our hearts. Take many years, we can't even get rid of.
比方讲
，For example，
我不知道你们中间有没有人喜欢背后说人家闲话的
？Anyone of you like to talk gossip behind people's back？
有的举手。
If you have, you raise your hand.
我知道你们不会举手。
I know you're not going to raise your hands.
有没有？有。
Is there anyone? Yes.
还有没有其他的？
Is there any other?
有。
Yes.
我们要把这些恶行要把它除掉。
We need to eliminate those evil things.
因为你这些东西除掉之后，圣灵的果子才会显出来。
Only after you rid of those things, then the fruit of the Spirit shall reveal.
我们常常喜欢替圣灵结果子哈。
We often try to bear fruits for the Spirit.
你知道，不是我们替他结果子。
It's not we bear fruit for the Spirit.
如果圣灵住在我们里面。
If the Spirit is in us.
如果我们把外面的这些，以前有一个牧师讲啊，他说把外面这些破烂的布把它拿掉。
Once the pastor says we take off all the dirty rags that's outward，
就好像一个很漂亮的一个石雕像哈。
As if there's a beautiful carved creatures。
那么很漂亮，很漂亮。
Very beautiful。
但是在外面呢，围了一大堆的破烂的布。
But it's covered by many dirty, filthy rags.
所以人看不见这个石雕的像。
So they could not see this statue beautiful.
只有一个办法可以看见。
The only thing they can see it.
就是把这些破烂的布一个一个把它拿下来。
Is take away each one of those rags.
你就会看见这个像多么的美丽，多么的漂亮。
Then you can see the true beauty of the statue.
今天我要跟你们强调的。
Today I want to emphasize with you.
主耶稣要的是你这个人。
Lord Jesus wants you, the person.
记不记得有人问主耶稣，他说律法中诫命中最大的一条是什么？
Do you remember somebody asked Lord Jesus which one of the commands is the greatest?
最大的一条是什么？
What is the greatest command?
试试看，试试看，我相信你们一定背过。
I'm sure you have memorized, though. Let's try.
哦，很好，感谢神。尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，爱主你的神，对不对？
Right?
这句话，这句话什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是要你全心的爱他。
So you love him with all your heart.
他要的是你整个人。
He wants the whole person of you.
他要的不是你给他其他的礼物啊。
He doesn't want you give him other gifts.
他什么都有啊。
He has everything.
你要给他这个什么 calling birds?
Do you want to give him the calling birds?
你还要给他什么？
What else do you want to give to him?
所有的都是他的。
Everything is his.
他要的就是你的心。
He wants your heart.
他要在你心上占据所有的事情。
He want to occupy everything in your heart.
记不记得在主耶稣碰到一个年轻的这个很有钱的一个少年官。
So you remember that Jesus was talking to this young wealthy officer?
这个少年官啊，他真的是，他觉得他可以站在主耶稣的面前夸口。
He think he could brag himself in front of Jesus.
他说你说的律法我都守到了。
He said, all the commands you said, I have obeyed.
他说我从小就守到了。
And I obeyed them since I was young.
我们中间有很多年轻人啊 youth 啊。
Many of us are youth in this group.
今天我把这个道转向你们啊。
Today I'm going to turn this to you.
你说我从小就守律法的。
You say, I obey the law.
啊，我从小我的妈妈我的爸爸就带我去教会。
My father and my mother took me to church when I was young.
我从来不骗人的。
I never cheat people.
啊，我从来不这个偷人家的东西的。
I never steal people.
我就是按时候做就到教会里面参加主日学读神的话。
I go to the church. I go to study the God's words.
主耶稣跟这个少年官讲，不错啊，你都做到了。
So Lord Jesus told this young officer, yes.You have done it.
最后主耶稣就告诉他，他说你要把你所有的钱财都卖掉，捐给穷人。
And then, Jesus told him, you have to sell all your property and give them to the poor.
后面还有没有？
Is there anything after that?
哎，他说你还要来跟从我。
You have to come and follow me.
主耶稣要的是全部的他。
So what Lord wants is the entire of him.
全心
All his heart.
全意
All his thought.
全力
All his mind.
这就是主耶稣要的。
This is what our Lord Jesus wants.
我们当中的 youth 啊，你们对这个歌很熟的，对不对？
So many of our youth are familiar with this song.
我不是说要提倡这个歌，我只是告诉你这是流行歌曲。
I'm just telling you this is a popular song. I'm not proposing to sing.
啊，他说他的 true love 啊，给他十二个礼物，每一天给他带一个礼物来。
So my true love gives me everything every day.
他这里面有什么？我觉得蛮好玩的哈。他说
it's very interesting.
他说什么 French hens 啦，然后 calling birds 啦 ，golden rings 啦。
有金戒指，有唱歌的鸟。
然后 geese are laying， 我都搞不清楚这是什么东西哈。然后 swans 会游泳的啦。
会 the swimming swans。
然后 maids are milking 呢 ，ladies dancing 呢 ，lords are leaping 呢，然后 piper piping 呢 ，drummers drumming 呢。
会打鼓的。会演奏 pipe。
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。我们这个起初的最初的爱
Our first love
耶稣他不要这些东西
Our love Jesus does not want this
他要的就是你自己
What he wants is you yourself
我盼望弟兄姐妹能够思想
I hope a brother or sister shall think meditate
重新的在想圣诞节到底是什么意思
To rethink the meaning of Christmas
在这些忙碌当中
During all this busy time,
在教会的服事当中
During your ministry in the church,
不管是我们唱歌也好
whether we sing hymns,
或者是我们教导也好
or we teach,
或者是我们关怀也好
or we're caring,
主耶稣他知道
Our Lord Jesus knows,
他说我知道
He says, I know,
他知道我们的心在哪里
He knows where our hearts are.
我盼望借着圣经上的话
I hope through the words of the Bible,
我盼望弟兄姐妹能够真的是重新的再去考察验你自己的心在哪里
So each one of you will re-exam where your hearts are
我们改正我们新的一年
Let's change ourselves
让我们的心完全被他所夺取
So our hearts shall belong to him completely.
这个就是真正的爱。
This is the true love.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你，你让我们明白什么叫做爱。
We thank you. You taught us to understand what is love.
主，你要我们全心全意全力的爱你。
You taught us to love you with all our hearts, all our mind, all our might.
我们在这个世界上有太多的东西，太多的事情，会夺去了我们的心。
There are so many things in this world that has robbed our hearts.
今天我愿意来到你的面前。
Today, I'm willing to come before you.
重新把我的心定位。
Once again, to set my heart right.
如果我已经，我的心已经，你已经不再是我的心上人了。
If you are no longer in my heart,
我愿意求你赦免我的罪。
Ask you to forgive my sin.
在新的一年里面，
during the new year,
我愿意把我自己完全交给你。
I want to commit myself to you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.